Welcome to Adventuring the Girl Life, where we believe life for every girl should be well lived. Each week, we'll explore tips and techniques to add more adventure to your world, from fitness and self-care to career building and fulfillment in even the most mundane parts of life. So buckle up. I'm your host, Jen Whitmore, certified personal trainer, mom of two, lover of everything pineapple, and your new partner in adventure. Hey, girls, welcome back to the podcast. I have got the most exciting guest here with me today. So Kristen is going to be with us today, and Kristen is a chocolatier. Now, I know that this is sort of an unconventional topic, chocolate, being that we are a fitness and wellness type of podcast, but who doesn't love a good piece of chocolate now and then? So please help me welcome Kristen. I'm so excited for you to be here with us today.
I'm so happy for the opportunity.
Awesome. So I want to jump right in, and will you please tell us what in the world is the official title of a chocolatier?
Okay, well, that in and of itself is actually controversial. So chocolate is a wide spectrum product, right? It goes everywhere from the farm all the way to a finished product, which could be pastry, which could be chocolate, which could be sculptures, right?
Sure.
So as a chocolatier, I turn chocolate into other things. So into truffles, into bonbons, there is a difference between a truffle and a bonbon, into other confections. So a chocolatier kind of, with my title, I can kind of do several things. I can bake with it. I can make confections with it. I can turn it into hot chocolate.
Oh my gosh, that's so awesome. So tell us, how did you become a chocolatier?
Okay. So I was a woman who always had at least 5 pounds of chocolate in my purse at almost all times. It used to be pretty much, I don't want to say it's crap chocolate, but it was candy, right? It was maybe a Godiva or I was never really a Hershey's fan, but it was probably Junior Mints and just junk chocolate all the time. So when we moved to Europe, my aunt at the time, I was in Stuttgart. She was in Oregon. She sent me an article about this chocolate school. It's based out of British Columbia, and they have continuing education classes all over Europe. She's like, I think you might want to do this, because I was a self-taught baker, and I was always very I used to paint with, they called it chocolate, but it was like candy melts. Have you seen them like at Michael's?
Yes.
Bright colors. So I used to paint cakes with those, and I'm
a home baker,
but it was so cool. And I love chocolate. And at the, you know, what is it? No better, do better. So I really thought I was being fancy with this, you know, chocolate-ish product. So, but at the time I was having such a good time traveling. We were, you know, long vacations all the time. So I, a friend of mine from here sent me the same article saying, you love chocolate. You've talked about being a pastry chef. Maybe you should do this. At the time, I was a yoga instructor, so it was like not anywhere in my mind.
Yeah, that's a major change.
Yeah, huge. But baking was relaxation for me, because I'm an introvert, so having to be around people all the time, and I was teaching children and prenatal yoga, so it was really exhausting for me. Not because of the people, just energy-wise, I am drained. My batteries are drained by large groups of people.
Oh yes. I can totally relate to that.
So, and then, my husband at the time was on a flight from Stuttgart to Norway. And there was a thing about that school in that in-flight magazine. I'm like, all right, third time.
That's a sign.
6 month period. I'm doing it. So I went to France and did it, the class there. So.
Oh my gosh. So you went to France after being a yoga instructor. You're a self-taught baker, yoga instructor. You decided to change careers. And so you flew to France and took this class.
It was an hour flight. It wasn't that big of a deal.
Oh my gosh. So you have the official title of chocolatier. And what does that actually mean?
Just that I can turn chocolate into other things, basically.
Wow. So, that is so cool.
And I have a master of flavor. master of chocolate flavor certification as well. So some people have called me a chocolate sommelier. I don't think that that's really appropriate, but you know, it is. What
wow. Okay. So I want to know, because we're talking about chocolate, obviously, because we spoke off mic, we know that there is a difference between basically candy, like you said, and actual chocolate that has some health benefits to it. So I would like for you to tell us about the health benefits of chocolate and then where we can actually get this healthy chocolate. Because we are well aware, regardless of the name brand, whatever it is that you're going to find on your grocery store shelf is not going to be the healthy kind of chocolate. So enlighten us.
Okay. So if you are talking about a chocolate bar, if you just really have a hankering for chocolate, you know, chocolate is packed with all kinds of minerals, magnesium, iron, potassium. And, you know, a lot of times when women crave chocolate, like before their cycle, they may be low on iron. They may need the magnesium to help relax the muscles. So that's part of, I think, one of the reasons why we crave chocolate. You could go to Harris Teeter, because I just did. I do a grocery store challenge every summer, and find anything that's 70% or above. Because, so 70% means it's 70% chocolate mass, right? And then 30% something else. So that could be sugar. It could be generally not milk powder at that high of a rate, but it could be a lot of things. So 70% is kind of the threshold of chocolate, of where chocolate is. You're going to have some health benefits. But honestly, the biggest health benefits are going to come from cocoa nibs, which you can buy at Trader Joe's or on Amazon. Mm-hmm. And cocoa powder, because that's the least processed of the product. So cocoa nibs are going to have, they're going to be the least processed. So they're going to have the highest rate of, flavanols, polyphenols, antioxidants. They're going to have the high, because they've been processed the least. After cocoa nibs, then you want to go to cocoa powder because it's been processed one step more, but chocolate has been processed, you know, a lot from the cocoa nib stage. So if you are talking, you don't care about the taste of chocolate, you're not worrying about, I want to sit there with the chocolate bar and hope that it's going to help me in some way. If you want the health benefits, you want cocoa nibs, you can put them in smoothies. They're kind of like coffee beans. They have an astringent, but it's a chocolatey flavor. But that's where all the health benefits are going to come from. And the same with cocoa powder. But not Dutch processed. You want natural cocoa powder.
Natural cocoa powder or cocoa nibs is where we actually can get the health benefits of chocolate.
Yes.
Otherwise, it's an indulgent, right?
Yes and no. I mean, there are so many studies. There's been studies going on. I think the earliest one I saw was like in 2008 about the, I mean, I have a long list of all of the health, of all the studies. It's supposed to help. Anti-inflammatory properties. It's supposed to lower the bad cholesterol, raise the good cholesterol. It helps with blood pressure, heart disease, brain function, diabetes. Like, there are so many studies on the health benefits of chocolate or cacao. So if you would have to eat a lot of 70% chocolate. It's not just an ounce. If you are it's like the drinking the red wine every day for the same thing. Chocolate has the highest percentage of flavanols, polyphenols of any food product. So you're already, if you're not eating a Mars bar, you're already doing something healthier than you were, you know, before you learned about it.
Okay. So what are some, I guess, brands that we could look for? Like you said, you could get the cocoa nibs like at Trader Joe's. We're also looking for the cocoa powder or the cacao. So what's the difference between cacao and cocoa powder?
Cacao is the bean, the pod itself.
Okay.
Before it's been processed. So, you know, for a nib, so you open up the big pod that looks like a football, and you've got all these seeds and all this pulp. So they're going to ferment that, and how they ferment it can kind of, it can bring out and it can alter the flavors that are inherent in the beans. Mm-hmm. So after they ferment it, and each maker kind of has their own style, then it's dried. And after it's dried, and it can, that varies as well, they're going to crush it. And that's where the nibs come from.
So okay.
The nibs are just dried beans. It hasn't been processed other than that. So once you start adding all the extra fats, all the extra sugars, that's when it is no longer the same product. That's when it's chocolate. Cacao is just the plant.
Okay. Okay. I understand.
Does that make
yeah.
sense?
Yeah. Okay. So then I guess the next step down from the nibs and the cacao and then the cocoa powder, we've got the, like you mentioned, like the 70% dark chocolate, right?
And higher. But you also want to make sure that if there's anything else added, it can be vanilla, because a lot of European brands and some American craft makers will add vanilla, but you don't want added palm oil. You don't want added, you know, a lot of added sugar. You want to kind of keep it as pure to the cacao, to the chocolate as you can without all the extra stuff.
Yeah. So the reason for that is so that we can still get the health benefits, right?
Right. Now, again, I mean, I just feel like you should be eating it because it tastes good, and it is an indulgence. But it's not as bad for you as a pint of Ben and Jerry's. It's not like eating a Three Musketeers bar. There is still sugar in it, unless you can eat the higher ranges. But it is healthier than candy.
Is that sure.
Yeah. I know. I hate to put a lot of health benefits on it, even though they exist, because there's so many studies going on. You know, just
yeah,
like, it was healthy. The egg was not healthy. Bacon's bad. Oh, bacon's good.
Sure. Yeah. It's all about a balance. And even though it does have, you know, some, like you mentioned, some health, healthy properties, some minerals, nutrition type ingredients or benefits rather, it's still an indulgent, you know, it's something completely different than eating something like a strawberry or a green bean. You know, we know 100% those things are the things that we want to eat for health reasons, but chocolate has some health benefits, but it's still an indulgent. It's still something that we just, you know, love to love. So it's okay for us to still treat ourselves. And this, I feel like, is where we're going to split the road again, even between, you know, the very basic chocolate and then to what people have added to chocolate. We're going to split the road again into the difference between what kinds of chocolate. And so I know that we had spoken about this earlier, the first time that we had met, about the difference between the chocolate that you offer as a chocolatier and then, of course, the chocolate that we're going to find on the grocery store shelf. So tell me about your chocolate specifically.
So my chocolate, and curate is being overused a lot, but I kind of go for chocolates that are either fair trade, hopefully, from a small producers. I tend to deal with all South American, Central American. I really don't deal with many African chocolates at all. That's a whole other episode for social justice and child slavery and all of that stuff. So I like the flavors that are more inherent in South American, Mexican, Venezuelan, you know, those are the chocolates that I choose.
And okay. Then,
I use ingredients. I tend to be really seasonal. There are a few flavors that I use year round, but like the rosemary comes from my backyard. The honey comes from a friend of mine who has beehives. So everything that I do is very local and pretty seasonal. So
that is so awesome.
Yeah.
And so that way the people that purchase your chocolate know that they're getting a good ingredient. You know, we're going right back to that conversation, girls, of, you know, buying local and depending on what your preference is, you know, obviously we prefer to eat organic food whenever we can, but it's not always possible. Hence the seasonal information, the seasonal ingredients for chocolate. And so I think that that's really great because the people who know you and who purchase from you know that they're getting something of quality, and that really matters. I think that that has started to matter to people a lot more in recent years than it ever has before, because people are tired of getting sick and they're tired of being fed junk. And so good for you. That really is an amazing feat in itself. So I know you said where you get your chocolate, like what is the best kind of chocolate to get? Like, where do you get that?
It kind of depends on what you're going to do with it. So
okay.
If you buy a 25 pound box of chocolate, they're bigger than chocolate chips. That's how I get them. So then I have to temper everything. And as I combine things, you know, everything I do is gluten free. I do a couple of vegan ones. My son has to be gluten free and dairy free. So I kind of do some vegan stuff as well. But the chocolate it depends on what I'm using it for. And I use different chocolates for different things. So if you wanted to bake, use chocolate chip cookies, I would just look for, organic. I don't even know if there's any organic chocolate chips anymore. I don't know.
Wow.
If I was to go right now to buy a bag of chocolate chips for brownies or chocolate chip cookies, I would go get a Goutard, because they are part of the Heirloom Chocolate Preservation Society or Association, and they're really trying to get a fair market, and they are really worried about the genetics of fine chocolate. So I would go get Goutard.
Wow. And where would you find that?
Pretty much all the grocery stores have it.
Okay. Okay. And girls, we'll go ahead and put that in the show notes as well, because I have no idea how to spell that. So we will put it in the show notes for you. And like Kristen said, you could get it at pretty much any grocery store.
If you want, there are dairy-free ones. There are, you could go to Whole Foods. They probably have organic ones. I don't really know, because I don't use that.
Right. So I'm very curious, because you mentioned the dairy-free, the gluten-free. Obviously, there are plenty of people that are gluten-free, but, to hit home for me, my daughter is completely dairy intolerant. And so she does not eat chocolate ever. I mean, she's almost 13 years old, and she has probably had less than 5 pieces of chocolate in her entire life. And well, she is kind of a picky kid, so I don't really think chocolate is her thing. She doesn't really like it. But I think if there was an option for a dairy-free chocolate for her, I think she might be a little bit more willing to actually try it, because I know that there's that fine line between, I don't like this, and, I'm afraid to eat this because of what it does to me. And so I have literally never heard of a dairy-free chocolate, so I would be very interested to find out about that. And she may never like chocolate, which is probably a long-time benefit for her personally, but if she could, nothing wrong with a little indulgence here and there, if she physically could without an allergy reaction. So
there's most of the bars, if they're above 60% and from a decent company, they're going to be dairy free anyway. So,
wow. Wow. I did not know that. That is so awesome. Okay. So let's move on to the good stuff, Kristen. I want you to tell us what it is that you do with your chocolate. What is it? What kind of stuff do you make? When are you in season? Tell me all the goods.
Well, since we're on, what did I just see? We're on Hell's Front Porch. We're on Hell's Front Porch right now with the temperatures.
Yes, it is so hot here right now.
I cannot, by any stretch of the imagination, be delivering anything. So it is... as soon as my season used to go from October to Father's Day, used to be. Now I'm lucky to start at Thanksgiving, and it, like this year, I quit before Mother's Day. It was, mm-hmm. It's just, I can't, because what I do is I do pop-ups at Pendulum and Pendulum Fine Meats in Norfolk, and also Experience Olives to Grapes here in Chesapeake.
Oh my gosh, I love that place. So if you girls don't know, Kristen and I are actually both from like Virginia Beach, Norfolk area. And so she is local to me. Not all of our guests in the past have been local. We have had some people from Australia on the podcast. So Kristen is very local to me. We actually met at a networking event, and I just loved her, and I ate lots of her chocolate. So I couldn't wait to get her on the podcast for you girls. But I did not know you were at Olive and Grapes. I love that place.
I use a lot of their olive oils actually in some of my chocolates.
Oh, so amazing.
That and that improves the texture, and you get that extra boost of all the good stuff that's in the olive oil instead of butter. So,
oh, that's so great. And of course, again, for those of you who don't know, Olives and Grapes is actually an olive oil store here. They import from like Italy. They go over there and like pick it out specifically and have it shipped over. It's like a whole store of all kinds of different olive oils and balsamic vinaigrettes, and they are amazing. So that's just one more example of quality that Kristen's putting into her chocolate. And so let's dive just a little bit deeper. I want you to explain to them, why is it that your delivery season is so short? Like, obviously we know during the hot months, the chocolate's going to melt, but why is that? Because all the other chocolates that are at the store are readily available. So why is yours different?
I don't use any preservatives.
Aha, there we go.
Waxes. I don't use any preservatives. The only preservative I tend to use is either going to be like an acid of some sort, balsamic vinegar, lemon juice, or liquor. So 1% of liquor in per volume. So I do that to, you know, stave off any of the little critters. So yes, I don't use anything. That's why it's such a short time. And I'm home-based. I'm Department of Agriculture inspected, but I'm still home-based. And not every house is completely climate controlled. So for my sanity and for the, for my product, I want my product to be in top condition. So how do I do that when it's, the humidity is 100% and it's 90 degrees? I can't do it. So.
Yeah. Oh, that is so awesome. I love all of this. I mean, of course, who doesn't love chocolate? And I love that you are putting such good ingredients into your product, that you obviously care very much about what you're handing out to people, and that we can also, you know, get a little bit of health benefit from it on the end as we indulge. So tell us where... Again, I want you to just go through like where it is that everybody can find you, like if they actually want to purchase your chocolate, and then if we're going to follow all your fabulous confections, I had a brain lapse there, that we can find all of your fabulous confections. Lord have mercy. We're not going to edit that out either. It'll just be funny. So I want to know where we can follow you on Instagram.
Everything across all my platforms is Coco Nuvo. So that's really easy.
Coco Nuvo. Okay. We'll put that in the show notes for the girls as well.
And then I do pop-ups, like I said, at Pendulum, at Experience Olives and Grapes, sometimes other places. It kind of just depends. And then I wholesale to Pendulum, to Westside Produce and Provisions. And I'm really just trying, they're both in Norfolk. And I'm trying, like at Mother's Day, because I had to stop early because of the heat. And I have a messed up wrist from doing this for, you know, 12 hours.
Oh my God. All the scooping of the chocolate.
All the hand dipping. I don't have any machines. I do everything by hand. So
wow.
No Oompa Loompas. So I tried to take orders through Facebook or Instagram, and then I was delivering to like, I put up an order sheet, and then I delivered to drop off locations, like a chocolate CSA or something. So
yes, that is so awesome.
What will happen this year? You never know. But
yeah. Okay. So if you are not in the vicinity of Virginia, you can follow Kristen on Instagram. But if you ever come out here to visit our lovely state and our lovely city, then you need to come and get some of Kristen's chocolate, because let me just tell you, I have had her chocolate before, and it's one of those experiences that, you know, you, for all of us, like we know exactly what grocery store chocolate tastes like. Like we've all had it multiple times throughout our life. But when I had Kristen's chocolate, it was just this little like truffle ball that was dusted in cocoa powder, and she served them to us. I think it was two at a time, maybe. And so I had one, and I'm like, oh my God, like that was an experience. Like that was absolutely amazing. And I kept looking at the second one, like, do I eat it? Do I save it for Alan? Do I eat it? Do I save it? And I'm going back with this mental ping pong back and forth, eat it, save it, eat it, save it. And finally, of course, I did not save it, in case you're wondering. But after that, after I had eaten the two little truffles, it was it was satisfying. Like I was satisfied. And I feel like for me personally, you know, once I have like that one bite of chocolate, normally it's like, oh my God, I want to eat the whole thing. I want to eat another and another and another square. But it's because I think it's filled with milk and sugar, you know, and you have that sugary craving. And I felt like it was completely a different experience when I had Kristen's truffle because it was so rich and fulfilling that I was completely satisfied. And I think that that has a benefit in general and, you know, in the long term, because now I'm not scarfing down an entire chocolate bar. I've eaten two pieces and I'm done. You know, I'm satisfied with what I've had. And now I've not eaten 500 calories worth of chocolate. So well done, friend. Well done.
Thank you. Well, I mean, it's real food, I think, is the difference too, right? It's not filled with all these other things.
Yeah. Yeah. You're so right. Okay, girls. Well, that is it for today's episode. I hope that you have gained a little bit of knowledge and maybe some information about how you can get better chocolate, because nobody's given up chocolate. Okay. Nobody has given up any chocolate in their life, but we want to get better quality chocolate wherever we can. So thank you so much, Kristen.
I just want to say, know the source of your chocolate and read the ingredients. And just because it's fair trade or organic doesn't mean that it's going to taste good.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, girls, we will put all the information into the show notes for you to find and follow Kristen. And if you can get your hands on some good chocolate, then I give you permission. Go and get yourself some fancy chocolate. Thanks so much for being with us, girls. And until next week, adventure on.